Hello, my darlings. My name is Aisling Mooney. I am an angel intuitive and a spiritual business mentor, and I don't normally do videos about hair. But I've wanted to do this for at least a year now. It's been in my heart to support any other women thinking of going through silver hair transition. And I wanted to just share my story, answer any questions that I think you might have, because that's how I made the decision. I watched a ton of videos and I got a lot of support, and I prepared before I went ahead with it. And I just thought, okay, let me put my story out there and it might support somebody, one of you thinking of doing this. So normally I share videos every week with angel messages, giving you a forecast of what's coming up for the week and how your angels and guides can support you, in particular the archangels. So for any of you that's watching this and it's your first time, you can go onto my channel on YouTube or find me on Facebook and you can see all of my other videos, and you can see my hair in all of its stages in the last 2 years. I will try and be a bit techie and add in a few photos into this video, but I don't know if that will ever happen because it just takes time and I probably won't ever do it. But if you want to go and see my hair transition, you can literally go to my YouTube channel, put in videos, and over the last 2 years, you'll see the full transition of my hair. So I'm nearly 2 years. I did start 2 years ago, the process. But I had my pixie cut in August. So the points I'm going to talk about. And then if you have any questions at any stage, anything that I've missed that you want to ask me about in particular around this transition, this journey to have silver hair, I will be thrilled to answer them in the comments. But I really want to get as much as I possibly can into this video so that all of your questions are answered. I'm going to talk about how I made the decision. I'm going to talk about the challenges that I had along the way. I have some notes here, so I'm looking down. I'm going to talk about the different stages and the different choices that I made at the different stages, and how I feel about it now, the support that I had, and I'm going to talk a little bit about how I come into the challenges, the support I didn't have, and how I navigated that, why I would recommend it, would I recommend it, and why. And that's literally the things I'm going to cover and some of the things that I came across on my journey that might support you with your decision to do this. So if I go back to how I made the decision, I was dyeing my hair for about 30 years, more than 30 years if you think about it. So from age 16, 17, 18, I started dyeing my hair. I have my natural color before it was silver, it was a very dark brown, and I used hair color to make it reds, mostly reds and browns and mahoganies, chestnut. They were the colors that I used over the years. I had a little dabble with electric blue. I had a big bleach strips and some electric blue in it, but that didn't work out because my hair was too dark. So that's but I've been using dyes for 30 years. And in the last, about 2 years ago, it began to be that every 2 to 3 weeks, I would have to put a dye in my hair. And it was just becoming stressful and exhausting. And I'm going to talk more about that as we go ahead. But it just became something that I had to do. Like literally my roots were starting to show every 2 weeks. And it was something that I had to manage. And I've been using box dyes most of that time. I've rarely gone to the hairdressers to get color in my hair. It's just too expensive and too time consuming. I don't have the patience to sit in a chair for 2 to 3 hours getting hair done or highlights or any of that. So for me, even for anybody that's doing that, I don't know, you're a saint, how you're managing it, but I just couldn't do it. And so I used to put in box dyes, and that was me putting in a box dye every 2 to 3 weeks. And you can imagine the accumulation. My hair just stopped looking good. It became really frizzy, like the accumulation of all of that dye on top of dye on top of dye. It became frizzy. I moved country, so I stopped using the dye that I was using, and I used another color, and it just didn't really work. It became very red and brassy and frizzy, and it just didn't look good. Maybe looked good for the first day or two after I put the dye in and that conditioner that was in the box. But then after that, it just became really ugly, to be honest. Looking back on photos now, I'm thinking, God, that was not nice at all. Why was I doing that? But so that was it. It became 2 to 3 weeks, and I started to think about, I wonder what my hair would look like if I let it grow out. And I was horrified in the beginning to even think about that journey and what I would look like. And I was afraid I wasn't going to feel sexy and I was going to feel ugly. And, you know, all of the things were coming out. What would people say and what would I do when I was going to an event or a wedding or a celebration and my hair was growing out and that it looked ugly. So all of that was coming up. But I started to think about, could I do this? How could I do this? And I began to like the support that I had. Before I decided to do this, I watched tons and tons and tons and tons of videos on YouTube. I found a Facebook group from those YouTube videos. They were recommending. I found one group in the UK, Chrome Groom video group, and I will put the details of that in the description of this video. They were really supportive because that is just literally women going through the process at every single stage, posting pictures of themselves, asking for advice, asking for products recommendations, asking for suggestions. So that was really supportive to have that. But just watching videos, so if you put in gray hair transition or silver hair transition or how I went gray or silver, stop dyeing my hair. If you put in any of that into the search engine, into Google or into YouTube, you will come up with an amazing amount of videos. There are some incredible women out there, just literally revolutionary women, and that have gone through this process and that are sharing every single part of themselves on that journey. So I was really inspired, you know, by seeing women like me, my age, that were going through this process themselves and looking at the different stages of their journey and the different decisions that they made and the challenges that they made me think that I could do it too. And that was really, that was the sustaining support that I had throughout this whole journey. Anytime, even this month, I've gone back into Facebook groups and had a look, you know, or responded there or helped people that were just starting out on the journey and, you know, just posting pictures of my hair and the different transitions. So that was like fundamental, was just getting that support. So I planned it. I really thought about it before I was going to do it. And the big deciding factor for me was COVID happened 2 years ago. And I literally was there, I was dyeing my hair and I was like, why am I even dyeing my hair? I'm not even leaving the house. I'm not putting makeup on, I'm not leaving the house. So I might just let it go and see what happens. And I let it go for a month and I let it go for 2 months and I let it go for 3 months. And to be honest, it was awful. It was the first 6 months is the worst. If you can get through the first 6 months, you're really on the road to making a difference. There was a few things. I had long hair, so there was one thing that I would have tried if I had heard of this, but I heard about it too late. I had already cut my hair into a pixie cut. And I don't know the name of this process, but it's a process where you literally dye a top layer of your head. And you just keep dyeing that, but you don't dye the rest of your head. You need long hair for this, so it's not something that you can do if you have short hair. And then after 6 months or a year or whatever, you're usually left with one, a color on top, but underneath your hair is all gray, or is all different shades of gray. And then what you can do is switch over the other side, and you suddenly have a head of gray hair, and this can the bottom, that other hair can grow out. So that was a very bad description. It was something that I would have, if I had known about this, I would have tried that. Another thing you can do is you can go and get your hair bleached and completely bleach out the color that's in your hair, and you can dye it then a gray color. But from what my own research, I saw that this was like, it was really bad, it really puts your hair into really bad condition. There's a chance that your hair can fall out and cut, break. So it's not for everybody. You really want to go into a proper salon and see if you can get this done. My hair was in such bad condition at that time that it really wasn't, I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to put my hair through that. So for me, that wasn't an option. So for me, it was an option of just growing it out. So as I began to grow it out, I used hats. It was during the summer. I used caps, hats, summer hats, scarves, hair bands. At one stage I had these little tiny clips, and they just clipped my hair back like this. And, you know, I had my hair clipped back like that, so it looked gray, and then it looked okay. And then other times I had it all clipped back, and I would tie it up. So, and I tied my hair up for a long time, just to take it off my face. Some other women out there, including friends of mine, I just let it grow out, and they are rock stars. I just wasn't brave enough to do that. So I really just had to manage it so that I could look in the mirror and be happy with myself. So for me, that wasn't an option, just to let it grow, because I just didn't like that. So when my hair got to about here, about, I would say, 6 to 8 months, I got it cut short and then shorter. But it still was like there was red here. I did at one stage try to strip it out. So I heard somewhere on one of the groups, I heard Head and Shoulders shampoo, dandruff shampoo, and lemon and vitamin C, mix it all up, throw it in your hair, leave it for as long as you can. I think I left it for an hour at one stage, about 20 vitamin C tablets, and it stripped out the color. But I just had so much color in my hair that just didn't really work for me either. It still wasn't in great condition. So I ended up just having a pixie cut, and I cut everything off. I just cut my hair, and it was really, really short. I've had short hair before. I've gone through stages in my life where maybe every 3 or 4 years, I just cut it all off. So it wasn't a big deal. It suits my face. My hair grows pretty quickly. So I was like, that's fine. That's just what I'm going to do. And it felt funky and it felt cool. And I enjoyed that for a while. But I always knew I was going to grow it back down. And ideally, I want my hair to this length. So it's going to be another few months, might be another 6 months before it gets there. And I want to do some nice before and after pictures of when I first began the transition, where my hair was literally down to about here. So let me think, anything else. So I just got a complete pixie cut and just cut the whole thing out, and then just started to grow it out. That's not for everybody, and that has its own pros and cons, but that is what worked for me the best. Different stages and choices that I made. So I made the pixie cut choice. Different stages that I went through, and maybe some of the challenges that I went through. The biggest challenge for me was like some of the challenges I had along the way. The first 6 months are the hardest. So once you get past that, you know, you will keep going. Another thing, the biggest thing for me was people's attitudes. Nobody wanted me to do it. In my family or my friends, my husband didn't mind, but he wasn't over enthusiastic. But within my family, I got some resistance. You know, I got some awful comments. I got some comments from people that weren't even conscious that their comments were awful. I got some looks. I got some non-comments, but I knew what people were thinking, or guessed what they were thinking. And that was the hardest part, was what are people thinking and saying? And some of the hurtful, you know, it makes you look old. It's really ugly. What are you doing? You look like you're letting yourself down. You're letting yourself go. You're not looking after yourself. Oh my God, go and dye your hair. At one stage, I did put in a fun purple dye. And someone said to me, oh, that purple's great. Anything is better than the gray. And then as I was growing my hair out, someone said to me recently, oh, I heard my hairdresser said women of a certain age with gray hair shouldn't have it long. Some of the comments that people come out with, that was the hardest part, was dealing with that. And I found the Facebook support groups were the best support around that you could just go in and say, my husband says this, my mother says this, my sister says this, or whatever. And hearing other people talking about that as well, and just how they manage that. And I just want to say that my two sisters were very supportive in particular. They sent me videos, they sent me ideas, they were supportive. But there were definitely other people in my family and friends that just weren't supportive of this idea. So I want to say that it doesn't mean anything about you or them or the relationship. They're just mirroring your own ideas or what's going on in your mind. And I had a lot of that. I thought, am I ugly? Am I going to be ugly? Is this going to be really awful? Is it going to make me old? So all of these ideas that were in my head were being reflected back by the people around me. And I think it was just being in the support groups and the other people that had already gone through the process, and looking at rock star, foxy, hot, inspiring women online having gone through the process and looking amazing, that I was like, I know there's another side, and I know that it's going to take patience and perseverance, and I know that that's where I'm going. And if I get there after a year or 2 years and I decide I hate it, fucking dye my hair again, no problem, you know. And I'm not saying that I'll never dye it again, because never say never. I might use some fun dyes. I really don't think I will ever put myself through having to do that again every 2 to 3 weeks, putting a dye in. And you know, I just will never put myself through that again. My hair grows too quickly, so but I probably will have some fun with some dyes. Sometimes, I don't know. I have a purple dye in there that I might use again. I'd like to put a pink one in at some stage, but I really don't know, because I actually love the color of my hair right now. So I'm going to talk about some other stuff. So support I had, Facebook groups, Instagram, great profiles on there. Just go and Google. There are some incredible women. I will post in the description women that I followed. YouTube videos. And just women that looked amazing with gray hair, silver hair. Would I recommend it? Absolutely. If you're thinking about it, I would absolutely recommend it. There is an enormous sense of power. And I think for me, it happened around where I got my pixie cut. And I just was like, this is it. This is it. I'm gray. I'm not transitioning. I'm not going to change my mind. I've done it. There was just this power. I felt sexy. I felt free. I felt like a bit of a revolutionary, a bit of a kick-ass, because I was going against what everybody else was saying I should and shouldn't do. And it felt like two fingers to the patriarchy and the idea of aesthetic of what beauty is. Like, I put in women with silver hair in Google, and it was all retired women in their 60s and 70s and 80s. And now I think, because a lot of people went through this transition in the last 2 years, a lot of women in particular, there's more images online of beautiful, sexy women, confident, empowered, with gray hair. So yeah, it's like an act of defiance. It felt revolutionary. And you're suddenly part of this community of trailblazers, of women that are saying what's beautiful for everybody else is not necessarily beautiful for me. And I'm going to define what's beautiful for me in my life. And I'm going to rock me, my hair, my body, my way, and that's it. So it was for me, it was very empowering, very freeing, and that's probably the biggest reason why I'll probably never go back. And you do become part of this community of women that are just rock stars, trailblazers, out there in the world doing it. And I look back, you know, at the time I spent dyeing my hair every few weeks, like 30 years of dyeing my hair every few weeks, the money that it cost me on all of those box dyes, root concealers are your friends in the first 6 months, by the way, get yourself prepared. But all the money that I spent on all of the products, all of the conditioning products that I needed because my hair was in such bad condition, the masks, hair masks, the money that I spent on hairdressers, box dyes and everything else, the anxiety that I had, you know, things that I don't miss around having my hair dyed, the time that I spent, the money that I spent, the anxiety. Oh my God, are my roots showing? Oh my God, I have to get it done. I have to go to the shops. I have to buy a concealer. I have to buy a hair dye. When am I going to get the time to do it? And just, you know, the anxiety around roots, your roots growing out. And then the environmental impact, like 30 years from just one person of hair dye and chemicals going into the earth is not good. And I'm thrilled not to be doing that anymore. As I said, will I ever dye my hair again? I don't know. Maybe I will. I'll try to find some alternative options. But that is it. That's, you know, that really affected me as well. It was the environmental impact and thinking, I'm doing this, I'm putting so much chemical into the atmosphere, into the environment. And that was one of the things that I was grateful for when I stopped dyeing my hair. So would I recommend it? Absolutely, absolutely. But I would recommend that you plan for it. So you binge on as many videos, you know, join some support groups and really plan. It took me probably about 2 months before I actually made the decision, while my roots were growing a little bit. And I was like, okay, I think I'm going to go ahead with this. I'm going to try this. And I used concealer so you wouldn't see it. And then it was only when about the 4 month mark, 6 month mark, that you really begin to see it and you really begin to, it's the hardest part. If you can get past that, you are flying. And that is it, my darlings. I hope that this was useful in some way. I'm going to give you, this is my hair. I did get it done. So obviously my hair doesn't look like this all the time, nice and curled. I've been to the hairdressers, but I've done lots of videos with my hair just as it is normally, as I style it. So you can go on my YouTube channel. You can see all the different videos, all the different hairstyles that I've had over the last 2 years, right from the whole transition from when I started. I had my hair down to here. My roots were growing. Videos of everything right up until now. But I just wanted to get my hair done before this video. So, and the one product I do use is a purple dye, and that's one thing that I'm going to try and source naturally, or good organic natural product. But at the moment I use, and I'm not even going to name the brand, but just go, you can search your own purple shampoo, and I use that probably once every couple of weeks to it just lifts it lifts. So I never knew this about gray hair, silver hair, but it goes yellow with the sun. So that purple pigment just lifts out the yellow and gives it back a bit of the good condition and silver. So I use that every 2 weeks, I would say, about sometimes more often, but some people only use it once a month or when they have a special occasion. So whatever. And I try now to use products like shampoo bars rather than bottles, plastic bottles and stuff like that. So it's really been a whole shift about the impact of me looking after my hair, how I can reduce my environmental impact. I'm going to give you a look. So you can see that my hair is silver on top. It's very light silver, but then underneath it's darker. So it is a bit darker underneath. So I'm going to give you and at the very back. So I can't see this, but I hope that you can. I can't turn around, this room is small. But I hope that that gives you an idea of what it looks like. At the very back here, you can see that my hair is darker underneath. So I thought when I was going to let this grow out that it was going to be silver, like white. And I realized that I have this sort of salt and pepper. I have darker pieces. There's gray pieces. In the very back, it's very dark. And underneath, it's quite dark, my hair still. So I love it. I'm thrilled with it. I'm going to keep letting it grow. When I get down to about here, I'm going to take a before and after picture for the 2 years, 2.5 year process. And I'll share it on my social media or whatever. And I just hope that this has supported you in any way. If you have any other questions about my journey, just let me know. Bye bye. So you can find me at ashleymooney.com if you want to follow, you want to learn more about me, you want to watch more of my videos, you want to learn about angels or spirituality or spiritual business, you can find out about me at ashleymooney.com, or you can click subscribe here and look at my weekly, monthly videos. Loads of love. Bye bye.